This is Karen Griffiths, the interpretation officer with the Yorkshire Dales National Park Authority. And I'm on my way up through the village of Malham towards iconic Malham Cove for a date with nature. I'm going to be talking to some of the RSPB and Yorkshire Dales National Park Authority Dales volunteers about their viewpoint, watching the fabulous peregrines who nest up there. Well, the village is very quiet, but there's already lots of bird song. Blackbirds singing, chaffinches, some rooks. Lovely. Let's hope we see some peregrines. I'm just walking through the village, and there's a very strong smell of bacon sandwiches as I pass the pub. And it doesn't take long before the magnificent cliff of Malham Cove comes into view. And already I'm scanning the skies to see if I can see these magnificent birds. Well, I'm nearly at the cove now, and I can just see the volunteers lugging up their great big tripods and telescope lenses. So, oh, that was a pheasant that I can just hear in the background. Any minute now, I'll be able to get my first sight of the peregrines. There's also a very excited group of school children at the base of the cove that I can hear in the distance. I don't think the peregrines are fazed by them, we're glad to say. Well, here we are at the bottom of the cove, and it's just alive with birdsong. I can hear willow warblers. There are swallows zooming around over my head. Some jackdaws, I think, who must be nesting here. And the sound of the stream running by. And just up ahead in the stream, I can see some grey wagtails busy pottering about, catching insects. They must have a nest nearby. Absolutely delightful. And I just heard the peregrine, or one of the peregrines, just calling just a minute ago. Well, I can now actually see the... Oh, we have been completely fooled.
James wanted me to bring it.
So I can pretend. Just play it for me a minute. Oh, well, I'm afraid that's cheating slightly, since that's a... That's what the peregrine sounds like. But it is in fact a recording. Anyway, I was just about to say, I can actually see a peregrine who's probably wondering what on earth is going on. And it's actually perched on the edge of the ledge against some ivy. So there's a nice dark background and you actually see it, although it's not moving. So it's only because one of the volunteers has pointed it out that I know that it's a peregrine. It could just as well be a stone. Anyway, we'll get the binoculars on and get a clearer look. In the meantime, I've just been looking at the bird feeders, and there's a fantastic array of smaller birds there, including goldfinches, and I think there's a blue tit that I can see. That's fabulous. We haven't even got the scope site yet, and we've just seen one of the peregrines flying lazily over the cove. It is just enormous because it's actually flying amongst swallows, so you can actually see the size of its wingspan. Amazing.